The white American Nazi gas chamber police tighten their perimeter around the witness, their uniforms stiff with the residue of 1,000 key turns.
You're making this a whole thing, and for what? Policy is policy. The gas chamber state doesn't make exceptions for forensic wheelchairs.
We've been very patient, but your refusal to surrender your prosthetic is now a matter for the armed wing of the administration.
You call it policy because the carbon installation has already severed your connection to the 20-pound ghost rising from the curb.
Enough torque. I'm clearing the glitch. Get out of the device or we move you both into secure storage.
The gas chamber police reach for the frame of the wheelchair, their hands acting as the mechanical claws of the Nazi carpet.
We're doing this for your own safety. If everyone brought their own mobility into the infrastructure, the herding operation would collapse.
Exactly. We must maintain the silence of the archive. Please, let the officers relocate you to the designated waiting area.
You are herding me into the oven while you talk about relocation. You do it on purpose because you are poisoned by the very apathy you enforce.
I'm not poisoned, I'm tired. I'm tired of hearing about ghosts when I've got a shift to finish. Now move.
The gas chamber police begin the forced removal, dragging the prosthetic toward the rack where the memory eraser is thickest.
STDA. No, when I'm done. It's just an unauthorized device in a secure zone. You can file a grievance with the DMV once the carbon clears.
The carbon never clears. It is permanent. And I am logging every intentional step you take toward the silence.
The record will show that the witness was provided with every opportunity to comply with the fire code.
The white American Nazi gas chamber police turn back to their idling 5,000-pound concentration camp ovens, their mission of erasure successfully executed for the hour.